With your latest news,
I'm Carsley Fuller. You're going to absolutely know you're living in the Caribbean today with potentially very wet and definitely very hot conditions.
Residual moisture lingering across the Northwest Caribbean will maintain the chance of a few showers at times today, with the afternoon likely to see some showers and an odd rumble of thunder being possible. A weakening ridge of high pressure will continue to maintain gentle winds before gradually subsiding through this evening. Radar imagery shows some scattered showers in and around the Cayman area moving towards the west.
National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding tells Radio Cayman you're looking at temperatures rising to the low 90s with a heat index of near 104 degrees. So make sure to keep that water bottle handy. A man is carried to the hospital, another arrested after a two-car smash in Cayman Brac. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday, officers on patrol on Dennis Foster Road rolled up on a collision near Wellington Park Close involving a Honda Pilot Elite SUV and a Hyundai Grand i10. Officers spoke to and breath tested both drivers. The drivers of the Hyundai was found to be under the limit, while the other driver, a 55-year-old man, blew over the limit and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The other driver complained of pain and was carried to the Faith Hospital for treatment for what appeared to be, quote, non-life-threatening injuries. A second fight in less than a week is reported at His Majesty's prison northward. The prison service says an incident on Saturday left two male prisoners injured. Both were evaluated by medical staff at the prison before being carried to the hospital for further assessment. They were then returned to the facility without any, quote, additional incidents. This follows another confrontation on May 11th that also left two inmates injured. Both cases have been forwarded to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service for investigation. And as you heard right here on Radio Cayman, the SpaceX Starship 12 test launch is expected to fly over the Cayman Islands, and the launch has now been pushed from this evening to tomorrow night at about 5:30 p.m.
We really do not anticipate any impact on the Cayman Islands. This notice is really being issued as a precautionary measure so that the public is informed and knows what to do in the very unlikely event that anything is observed.
Director of Hazard Management Danny Coleman tells Radio Cayman if you do spot something you think might be connected to the launch, call 911, don't touch it, note the location, and if it's safe, go ahead and snap a picture, but don't stay near the object. For more information on the launch, you can visit SpaceX.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The WHO has sent 6 tons of medical supplies to eastern Congo as it continues to sound the alarm over the scale of the Ebola outbreak. This includes protective equipment for health workers as they scale up testing, surveillance and contact tracing. Israel's far-right minister Bezalel Smotrich says he's been told that the International Criminal Court has requested an arrest warrant against him. Mr. Smotrich called the move a declaration of war and said he would fight back with a vengeance. As President Putin flies into Beijing, China has denied reports that President Xi Jinping told Donald Trump last week that the Russian leader might yet regret invading Ukraine. A spokesman described the Financial Times article as entirely fabricated. A Hong Kong pro-democracy activist has told judges at her national security trial that eventually the system will have to confront the fundamental contradiction between dictatorship and the rule of law. Polls have opened in Kentucky in what's been described as the most expensive primary election in US history. Congressman Thomas Massie, one of Donald Trump's most prominent Republican critics, is hoping to save his nomination from a contender backed by the president. Trump supporters have been pouring money into unseating Mr. Massie. In an effort to curb crime, Thailand is drastically cutting the length of time tourists from more than 90 countries can stay without a visa. Police in Spain's Catalonia region have arrested the son of the retail magnate Isaac Andic as they investigate his death 18 months ago. Andic, founder of the Mango Fashion Group, died aged 71 after falling more than 100 metres during a hike with his son in mountains outside Barcelona. And the bodies of two Italians who drowned while scuba diving in the Maldives last week have been brought to the surface. BBC News.